afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show. Well, how's your week been? I hope you're doing okay. I sure am, and I hope you're all doing well out there in radio land and ready to listen up until 5 o'clock. We'll be here with all sorts of fun facts and interesting tidbits and, of course, trivia. Today, we're going to give away an Applebee's gift card, $25 Applebee's gift card. That's what we're giving away today at 4:55, so you'll want to be involved in trivia today. We've got some easy to hard questions for you today, so be ready for the trivia coming up here shortly. First of all, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. Also want to remind you that the show has a website. Check it out when you can. RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. That's WEBS. The radio station has a website, too, with all kinds of goodies on there. WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. So check those out when you get a chance. They are both phone-friendly, so if you got your smartphone, just head on over there. Or if you're at your desktop, they are desktop-friendly, too. So check out those websites when you can. We'll be heading to trivia here in just a moment. First of all, I've got some fast facts for you, tidbits. Listen up, it's time to hear all the facts about the human ear. Here's some facts for you. The average ear measures about 2.5 inches long, with the earlobe about 0.7 inches long and 0.77 inches wide. Even as an adult, your ear continues to get larger. Hearing might seem like a simple process, but rest assured that your ears comprise a complex system of parts. A lot of functions occur from the millisecond that sound enters your ear. The outer ear, also known as the auricle or pinna, consists of cartilage and skin attached to the outside of the head. Think of it as a megaphone that directs sound into the auditory canal. The outer ear ends at the eardrum, where the middle ear, also called the tympanic cavity, starts. The eardrum, officially known as the tympanic membrane, is less than 0.7 inches in size and moves less than 1/1,000,000th of an inch during the hearing process. After sound waves pass through the auditory canal, they reach the eardrum, which vibrates as the waves strike it, much like a drum hit by a drumstick. However, the eardrum is not flat like the head of a drum, but rather it is cone-shaped. So there are some interesting facts about the human ear. As we kick off the program today, it's Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here, your host. And it's time for trivia, and here's how this works. All you need to do for a chance to win this $25 Applebee's gift card is give me a call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing for 4:55 this afternoon, and then we'll draw a winner and find out who the lucky recipient is of this Applebee's gift card. And since it's hard to get out and about still with this COVID outbreak and what have you, you might not be comfortable going out and about, I will send this through the mail to you. I will get your address via email, or you can call me if you're the winner as soon as the show is over, and I'll write down your address. So don't worry about it. I will get this card to you. So that's how it works, and everybody is welcome to call. Our lines are open for you at 7 740-383-9944. So call and answer a trivia question. Get signed up for a chance to win $25 worth of Applebee's gift card. Applebee's yumminess, right? All right, here's the first question. What brand of bubblegum comes with a comic strip inside the wrapper? What brand of bubblegum comes with a comic strip inside the wrapper? What candy bar consists of peanuts around the caramel center? What candy bar consists of peanuts around the caramel center? What was the first Lifesavers flavor? What was the first Lifesavers flavor? What candy bar features a bee on the wrapper? What candy bar features a bee on the wrapper? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
Payday, you're looking bored.
Payday, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you like that candy bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yes, sir. All right. Hey, what you got on the menu for tonight?
On the menu tonight, it's going to be very simple. I'm making a cheese plate and cutting up a cantaloupe.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds healthy. Getting that cantaloupe out there. Sounds good. Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did that girl get her prize last week?
Yes, she sure did. Yep, we got it mailed out to her. The Bath and Body Works gift card. Allison's the one that won. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bob. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, Bob Austin getting in here at 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Bit of Honey has a bee on it.
Yes, Bit of Honey has a bee on the wrapper. Correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We had pretty decent weather in our neck of the woods. How about you?
Yeah, it's been pretty nice.
Yeah, not too
bad.
Few
sprinkles.
Few sprinkles where you're at, yeah. It's nice to have nice weather, isn't it?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we will get you all signed up here for the drawing coming up a little later, okay?
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate you calling and listening.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, David Avery ringing our phone line, 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
How about Hubba Bubba Bubblegum?
Yeah, that's right. How are you doing today?
Just fine, thank you. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. And this is Janet Durst, right?
It is.
All right, good to hear from you today.
I'm glad you're on.
Well, thank you very much. It is my honor to be here.
We really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I got you all signed up.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Okay. Here's some more trivia questions for you. What's the name of the candy bar that is short for Twin Sticks? The name of the candy bar that is short for Twin Sticks. When put together, it kind of sounds like this word. It's in kind of a gold package, and the letters are kind of reddish, burgundy-ish, sort of like. Name of what candy bar is short for Twin Sticks? How many players can play Chinese checkers at one time? How many players can play Chinese checkers at one time? Can you tell me that? Which is larger, a brook or a stream? Which is larger, a brook or a stream? Which is larger, a creek or a stream? Which is larger, a creek or a stream? Does a waterway begin or end at the head? Does a waterway begin or end at the head? Which Great Lake is entirely in the United States? Which Great Lake is entirely in the United States? In what state did the strongest U.S. earthquake occur? In what state did the strongest U.S. earthquake occur? In what state is the source of the Mississippi? I actually, when you Google this, there are several different states that come up with what the source of the Mississippi is. So you just give me one of those states and we'll call it a good guess. In what state is the source of the Mississippi? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Call and answer a trivia question. You signed up for a chance to win a $25 Applebee's gift card. Yes, indeed. You can go out there and eat in now. Yeah, you can eat in now. Or you can get yourself some carry out, because Applebee's does carry out. We've done that too. When I go to Applebee's, I like to get one of their steaks, one of their top sirloins, I think, is what I get. But anyhow, one of their steaks cooked medium well. That's the way I like it. And then with their garlic green beans, I get two sides of their garlic green beans. If you like green beans and you like a little bit of a garlic taste, man, you got to try their garlic green beans sometimes out there, because you talk about good. They are absolutely delicious. So, and then my wife, she likes to get the chicken fingers sometimes and dip those in. I think she likes ranch. But I like to, if I get a chicken finger, I like to dip it into honey mustard. That's my favorite dip. Even if I go to McDonald's and get chicken McNuggets, I like to dip it in some honey mustard. Yeah, that is my favorite dip for sure. Okay, let's get you an offbeat news story real quick before we hit the break. An 8-year-old California boy has become the youngest bridge player to ever be awarded the title of Life Master by the world's largest organization dedicated to the card game. The American Contract Bridge League said Andrew Chen of San Jose was granted the title of Life Master just 3 days after his 8th birthday. The organization said it normally takes players decades to accumulate 500 master points, but playing at tournaments and accredited clubs, but Andrew was able to earn his points in just 2 years by participating in local games and playing online. His final points towards the Life Master title came in a May 27th online game hosted by Palo Alto Bridge Club Think Slam, and he is a Life Master at 8 years old playing bridge. You know, I don't believe I ever played bridge in my life, but I used to have a friend down in Waldo, and she got together and with friends, and they'd play bridge together. But I really don't even know anything about playing bridge. Now, I like playing a good game of Uno. if you've ever played a good game of Uno, that's fun. My brother used to like to cheat and lay down a different color card than you were supposed to. And so he would do that. Well, if you try to call here in the next couple minutes and I don't pick up, it's because we have to take a break. But just stand by and I'll be with you after the break here on Offbeat News and Trivia on WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. We are Marion's Talking Place, your talk station. Yes, indeed. We are your place to talk. And we'll be back after these words.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back, and we are in the Offbeat News stack, letting you know what's going on in the world of Offbeat News. A Florida woman said she feels a little closer to her late husband after donating a kidney to the man who received two of her spouse's organs 16 years earlier. Terry Harrington of Pensacola said she struck up a close friendship with Jeffrey Granger of Wasika after the man received a kidney and a pancreas from her husband, Brian Harrington, when he died after a workplace accident in 2004. Harrington said she did not hesitate to offer one of her kidneys to her friend when he announced in 2019 that the kidney was failing and he was going back on coronavirus. Granger posted on social media that he was seeking a new kidney, and Harrington responded by asking, "Did you think I was kidding?" Granger admitted he thought the offer had been a joke, but Harrington clarified she was serious as a new kidney. Harrington said her kidney being reunited with her late husband's organs makes her feel closer to Brian. So there you go. So this fella has a couple of her... couple of this lady's late husband's organs, and now he has one of her organs as well. So kind of an interesting story there. A Brazilian skateboarder who made history by landing the first 1,080 degree turn on a vertical ramp tile has now been awarded a Guinness World Record for his achievement. Guinness announced that Guy Curry, who's 11 years old, who made headlines in May when video of his trick went viral, was awarded the world record for the first skateboard 180 on a vertical ramp. Curry, who also holds the Guinness record for the world's youngest X Games athlete, became the first to land a 1,080-degree turn 21 years after legendary skateboarder Tony Hawk became the first to land a 900-degree turn. So he is the new Guinness record holder on a skateboard. Boy, I'll tell you, there are some talented people on skateboards. You can just watch out at, go out to Lincoln Park here in Marion and watch the skateboarders, and they can just do some amazing things. I can't even go 2 feet on the skateboard without falling off. But some people can do a good job on a skateboard. It is time for On This Day in History. It is June 24th. Let's go back to the year 1940. TV cameras were used for the first time in a political convention as the Republicans convened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 1941, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt pledged all possible support to the Soviet Union. 1947, Kenneth Arnold reported seeing flying saucers over Mount Rainier, Washington. 1948, the Soviet Union began the Berlin blockade. 1953, on this date, John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Bouvier announced their engagement. 1955, Soviet MiGs down a U.S. Navy patrol plane over the Bering Strait. 1962, the New York Yankees beat the Detroit Tigers 9-7 after 22 innings. 1964, the Federal Trade Commission announced that starting in 1965, cigarette manufacturers would be required to include warnings on the packaging about the harmful effects of smoking. On this date in 1968, Resurrection City, a shanty town constructed as part of the Poor People's March on Washington, D.C., was closed down by authorities. 1970, the U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly to repeal the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. And in 1970, the movie Myra Breckinridge premiered. 1971, the National Basketball Association modified its four-year eligibility rule to allow for collegiate hardship cases. And that's what happened on this June 24th, back from 1940 to 1971 on this day in history. Well, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. Today, we're giving away a $25 Applebee's gift card. So if you are interested in that, why, just give me a ring and I will set you up with an Applebee's gift card. Does that sound good or what? All right. What was the first Lifesaver flavor? What was the first Lifesaver flavor? 740-383-9944. Call. We'll put you in the drawing for this Applebee's gift card. The name of what candy bar is short for Twin Sticks? The name of what candy bar is short for Twin Sticks? When put together, this candy bar kind of sounds like Twin Sticks. How many players can play Chinese checkers at one time? How many players can play Chinese checkers at one time? Which is larger, a brook or a stream? Which is larger, a brook or a stream? Does a waterway begin or end at the head? Does a waterway begin or end at the head? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be Twix Bar.
Yeah, looking for the Twix Bar. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you, Nate?
Doing all right. And this is our friend Becky Thacker, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good to hear from you today. I appreciate you being out there listening. Well, hey, we'll put you in the drawing and got you all set up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay, thank you, mate.
All
good
right.
Day now.
Thank you. You too. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right. Getting some folks signed up here, and you could be one of them too. Which Great Lake is entirely in the United States? Which Great Lake is entirely in the United States? In what state is the source of the Mississippi? In what state is the source of the Mississippi? And as I might have mentioned before, there are several possibilities to this, so just give me one of the states and we'll just call you a winner. In what state did the strongest U.S. earthquake occur? And I'll tell you, it's not California. In what state did the strongest U.S. earthquake occur? What game has been used in Subway promotions? What game has been used in Subway promotions? Hi, we're on the air.
How's it going there, Nader?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm a kicker.
Hey, all right. Good to hear.
I wanted to see if that Chinese checkers was four players.
Yeah, Chinese checkers, four players. Yep. It's been a while since I've played that game, but I used to play that game all the time.
Yeah, I made mine.
Oh, you made
mine? I made mine out of wood and everything. I have mine still.
Oh, that's...
I used to sit around and play all the time like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we did too. We'd pass the time away, and my brothers and I would pass the time away just playing old Chinese checkers.
Yeah, nowadays it seems like we got more time than we need.
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
Yeah, buddy.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, I wanted to call.
Well, Ralph, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we've usually sat and listened, but tonight we just thought we'd call him. I thought what we do all day, we listen from the time we get up to the time we hear the repeats or whatever, we listen until Charlie is still back on there. And I said, we hardly ever call in. Scott told me the other day, I have to call in once in a while.
That's right. You got to phone in every now and again.
Yeah, but usually we just sit and listen to the mail all the time on there.
Well, we appreciate it, for sure.
Yeah, I'll let you get back, Dan, and let somebody else get in there.
All right, Ralph. Well, I got you in the mix, buddy.
You have a great one now.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Very good. Another trivia question answer there here at 740-383-9944. Jump on an available line, and you could be a potential winner coming up at 4:55 this afternoon, okay? Let's see. I was to my new page here giving you some trivia questions I haven't given you yet. What does TGI Fridays, the restaurant, what does TGI Fridays say that TGI stands for? And, of course, it's familiar to us what TGI stands for, but TGI Fridays, the restaurant, what does TGI stand for? What two color stripes are in the TGI Fridays logo? What two color stripes are in the TGI Fridays logo? What is given free at every Texas Roadhouse table? What is given for free at every Texas Roadhouse table? You know, I have the answer here, and then I got to thinking, when you go to Texas Roadhouse, there are actually a couple of things that are given for free at Texas Roadhouse when you have a seat there. They grab the one as soon as you come in the door there. They grab the one, the seating hostess does, and takes it back to the table with you. And then there are these other ones waiting for you at the table. So there are a possibility of two answers for this question here. But if you're a Texas Roadhouse fan, which I am, what is given for free at every Texas Roadhouse table? The motto for Olive Garden is, when you're here, you're what? The motto for Olive Garden is, when you're here, you're what? And what are chicken fingers or strips at Long John Silver's called? What are chicken fingers or strips at Long John Silver's called? There's a certain name there at Long John Silver's that they are called. 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call. I'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Applebee's gift card. If that sounds good, why, give me a call. I've got a break coming up, so if you call during the break, I'll go ahead and put you through. If I don't pick up, I will pick up as soon as the break is over. Like, we have a call coming in right now. Hi, can you hold on through the break for me?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be with you as soon as we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be back after these words on WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
All right, we are back. Caller, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, it's Michigan for the Great Lake?
Yes, Michigan was the Great Lake that was entirely in the United States. That is correct. How's your day going today?
Good.
Good. Good, glad to hear. Mine's not so bad either. All right, Miss Ashley, I will put you in the drawing.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay, we've got 4:47 is the time on this June the 24th. My name is Nate Redmond. I'm your host here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, broadcasting live on the corner of Center and Prospect Streets from the second floor of the Ohio Health Building at the beautiful Palatial. I think Scott, doesn't he say Palatial Studios? Sometimes, doesn't he? Of the WWGH Studios. Well, I want to tell you here before we pick our winners at 4:55. And by the way, you still have time to call and answer a trivia question too, by the way. Oh, it looks like our phone lines are lighting back up. Hi, we're on the air.
Alaska.
Yes, I'm looking for Alaska. That is the state where the strongest earthquake occurred. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And I'm going to guess, is this Lucas?
No.
No, this is Noah?
No.
No? Is this Allison?
Yeah.
I knew it was one of you guys. I wasn't sure which one. You had your voice, in incognito today from me. Good job. You fooled me. All right. Well, thanks for calling and listening, and I'll put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, and you have a good evening now, all right?
All right. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. I'm not right on everybody. Sometimes, as in that case, I was dead wrong. How embarrassing, right? When you get somebody's name wrong. But I enjoy our regular callers, and I always try to guess who it is that phones in, and you know, sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. 4:50 the time, 5 minutes away from doing our drawing here at 740-383-9944 and WWGH 107.1 FM. I want to tell you about Dayton's Hangar 18. Dayton's Hangar 18. Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater asked to look inside it. Presidents, tourists, and ufologists have tried to see what's there. How many aliens from the crash at Roswell, it is asked, as if the fact of the crash has already been established, are stored there? People want to know. I'll have more in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
The Mississippi River, was that Minnesota?
Yes, that's one of the states that the Minnesota, the Mississippi River comes from. That is right. How are you today?
I'm good. We were there on vacation, probably 10 years ago, and it's just a really small stream that where it kind of starts at, and then, of course, obviously it turns into something a lot bigger.
Right. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. That sure would.
It's not much of a tourist attraction. It's just there's a little sign that said the headwaters of the Mississippi River, and that's about it.
That was all, huh?
That was it.
Wow. Yep, and it sure does. It turns into quite the... I've seen it, as it goes past, St. Louis Arch?
Right.
Yeah, I've seen it there. And I forget if I've seen it anywhere else, but it turns into quite the river, and that is something. It just starts as something really small.
Yep, got it.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time to call me today.
Hey, you're welcome. I'll talk to you later then.
All right. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. That was... a famous voice from the Marion area, Jeff Ruth, who was on WMRN for many years, the Morning Man. And you recognize his voice very well. And glad Jeff gave us a call here this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
Cool.
A creek. Yes, a creek is larger. That is larger than a stream. A creek. That is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, this is Lucas, right?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Okay, I will put you in the drawing. Do you like to go to Applebee's?
Yep.
All right. Well, I will put you in the drawing, and thanks for giving us a call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good night, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got a couple more minutes left for you, too. You can get in here and get in this drawing here, and we will put you in the mix here and find out who our big winner is going to be for this $25 Applebee's gift card. You can go and get you something good at Applebee's. I should have had an Applebee's trivia question, is what I should have had. I had one on there about Texas Roadhouse, and had one on there about Long John Silver's and Olive Garden, but I should have come up with an Applebee's trivia, like when they started or something like that. But anyhow, a good place to go. So you can give us a call if you can get through here, and we got a line available for you. Okay, I want to tell you about this Hangar 18, this mysterious hangar at the Dayton Air Force Base. The myths of Hangar 18 are hard to pin down. According to reports, on or around July 2nd, 1947, of course, a flying saucer crashed during a violent thunderstorm in a remote area of New Mexico, just northeast of Corona, west of Roswell. Military personnel from Roswell cleaned up the crash site and allegedly moved it to Hangar 18. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, go ahead.
Runway begin.
Yes, a waterway begins. That is correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Do you like to eat at Applebee's?
Yeah.
All right. And this is Noah, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
You have a good night. You have a good night, all right? Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and it is now 4:55, and let's find out who our winner is going to be. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Bob. I want to thank Lucas. I want to thank Becky Thacker. I want to thank Janet Durst, David, Allison. I want to thank Ralph Thacker, Ashley, Jeff Ruth, and Noah. Thank you all for calling in today. I appreciate it very, very much. And so let's mix these all up and find out who is going to win today. Okay. Pull out a name here. The winner of the $25 Applebee's gift card is Becky Thacker. Becky Thacker, congratulations, Becky. I appreciate you calling today. Now, I don't believe that I have your address, so I will send you this card so you do not have to come down to the radio station to pick it up. So as soon as I go off the air, if you want to give me a call and give me your address, I will send this through the mail to you. So you do not have to worry about coming down to the radio station. But if you'd rather come down to the radio station, it is up to you. So that is totally up to you. But thank you to everybody that gave us a call today. I appreciate you all lighting up our lines, and I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you so much to everybody that called today. I appreciate your listenership, appreciate your friendship, and thank you so much for listening to the program. Let's finish up on this Dayton's Hangar 18. The alleged remains of the aliens were brought to Hangar 18. And so folks there have always said that they wanted to get in there to Dayton, Ohio, to see what exactly is going on. But nobody is allowed to see this. So this Hangar 18 is shrouded in mystery. It's not for sure what exactly is in there. And even some presidents don't have the clearance to be able to take a look inside it. So there you go. Next time you're at Dayton Air Force Base on a tour, ask about Hangar 18. See if they tell you anything about the aliens. I bet you that they don't. Okay, it is time for the weird word of the week, and today's weird word is lassitude. Lassitude. L-A-S-S-I-T-U-D-E. Lassitude. It's a noun. The definition, weariness of body or mind from strain, oppressive climate, etc., lack of energy, listlessness, or languor. The origin of lassitude goes back to 1525 to 1535, so it is an older word. Lassitude, you can add that to your vocabulary and show off to all your friends that you know a new word, right? Lassitude. Well, it is time for me to vacate the premises and make room for what's coming up next. Lots of great talk is straight ahead here on 107.1 FM, WWGH. I'll be back next Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. We're here every Wednesday during that time with offbeat news and trivia. Check out my website when you can, radionate.webs.com. And don't forget, Becky Thacker, if you'd like me to send this to you, call me with your address here in just a few seconds, and I will send this to you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day, and
it
shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.